Welcome to Geekly Closing Time with your hosts, Matthew and Heather, myself, Patrick, and I hopefully by doing this we don't accidentally get this store closed down as well.
Yeah, right. So Pat used to work for us a long time ago in the horribleness that is the Valley. And
it's not my fault.
It's not my fault, man. It is. It's not your fault. It's the Valley. It is the fucking Valley is a horrible place to have a business.
It's a horrible place to live, horrible place to have a business. It's just horrible. Like, I'm sure it's a great place to raise your kids and all, but, yeah. Hey, look, you have people.
No, we don't. We're
awkward,
not here.
Awkward pause.
Awkward pause. Awkward pause.
I like how they roll up in their big ass. And they're all like, bitch, you be open.
Bitch, you be open.
I know. We're
going to come walk. And we're gonna go bang on your doors. We're gonna be like, why ain't you open?
Why ain't you open, motherfucker? Can we just get really racist?
I was making a buff dude sound.
It's like, how can you not tell? The lights are off.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you not get the shrug, man?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, you mean.
You're
just not open anymore.
Okay. So anyways, we are here. We got Pat, and Pat is the artist that we're always talking about that we hate so much because he's so talented.
And Aquaman, a.k.a. Aquaman.
A.k.a. Sorry. Aquaman.
Aquaman?
She calls you Aquaman.
Okay.
You're Aquaman.
I'll take it.
You're Aquaman.
Just don't give me to Kevin for his birthday. And I'll
oh!
We can wrap Pat.
And Aquaman, like, a freaking cosplay, and then, like, present him with a bow on his wing.
I did threaten him that I was going to dress up as Aquaman one year. It didn't happen because I didn't find a spangly enough kind of
spangly
outfit, or sparkly enough outfit, because that's really
I like spangly
I
better.
Oh, okay.
You just gotta, like, spray paint it with, like, gold or whatever.
Yeah, but I'm not really up for, like, making a costume. I just wanted to buy one. And then I was going to buy a mannequin and put the costume on the mannequin and put it in his bathroom so that when he came home, it was just there.
No, you should wear a sexy girl Aquaman costume for Kevin.
Awesome. I bet you can find those a lot easier than actual persons. Yeah.
Well, then all you have to do is just buy, like, the green panties and, like, a orange top of some sort that'll cover the boob area. Yeah,
the boob area.
Aquaman.
The boob area.
Damn, Aquaman.
Damn, that's
Aquaman.
So anyways, Pat is the artist for all the comics that we've ever done. Stan the Beanstalk and Vasectomy Blues, and he did our awesome banner. And
which, by the way, if you have never, like, know, I don't think a lot of people that are listening to us know that you had done a comic book.
Maybe. I think we talked about it a really long time ago.
Yes, Matt does comic books. He writes stuff. He writes lots of stuff.
He writes lots of stuff.
And he even writes normal prose stuff, which we have on another website.
Yeah, yep.
Well,
go
when
for
I
it.
Say normal, I,
I don't write anything normal.
I don't mean it's, like, normal. But it's on SaturdayMorningsBest.wordpress.com. You can find myself, Andrew, Jim Pringer, and Matt here on there, and we write some things here and there, although we've been slacking quite a bit lately.
Yeah,
but
we'll get back into it.
That's not
that's kind of our status quo is always slacking on
always
on
delayed
anything. Always delayed.
Huge
always slacking
delays.
Makes
we'll
me think of
week.
Back to the Future. Yep. Slackers.
How long has it been since the last Vasectomy Blues?
Oh my God.
Over 6 months?
Probably.
And I think the one before that was like a year.
Yeah, yeah.
So and I like how it's all supposed to be within like a 15-minute
right. Yeah. I mean, they're supposed to, the apartment stuff, walk into the bar. The bar probably is probably a couple hours worth of stuff, and then
well, there's
eventually you're supposed to get to a concert here. But
yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's really where we're trying to get to,
yep.
is just the first concert
yeah.
so that we can say, we did it!
Because they're in a band called the Second of Blues.
Oh.
Yeah, and they're supposed to eventually get there, but
I think I left off when he was making out with his, like, ex-girlfriend or whatever.
Yeah.
And
well, that was, like, one ago, so.
Yeah,
one ago.
So you're not that far off.
Yeah.
So.
And I liked the part where he peed on her bed.
that was the irony
fabulous.
Of that right now.
I know, the irony of it. I should have done that. I should have had you over.
Yeah, we could have peed on her bed, and Pat just had a breakup, so we can go and pee on her bed. We can still do that. We'll just find it.
No.
Come on. It'd be a lot of fun.
No. So comics, what's going on in comics these days?
I didn't read anything here this week.
Well,
did you read anything?
Bad comic.
No, I read that Gantz or whatever. Oh. It sounds like some type of sexual disease.
We'll talk about that first.
The what?
The one that sounds like a sexual disease.
It's a manga book.
It's a manga book called Gantz. One of our customers let me borrow it, or let Matt borrow it.
Yeah, and I tried.
Then I just sat here and read it.
Yeah, I've tried to read manga like 50 times, and it never. Yeah.
Which is
never
like,
works for me.
I think I'm just used to it because I started reading manga before comic books. So
I know it just feels, I don't know, it feels hollow to me. Mm-hmm. To me, and I don't know if it's just me or if it's something in the translation for me, but it just feels hollow. There's no depth to the characters or the people, except for the only one I've ever been able to read and enjoy is Blade of the Mortal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but most of it just. It's just lacking something. I can't even describe what it is.
Well, I mean, they do stereotypes in every single one of them. They have to have this character, and this character. And I don't know if that's like a publishing prerequisite, but I mean,
as far as
the art goes, like these guys like push out a good 20 pages in a week. So I mean, like compare that to American comics, which you're getting like maybe 20 pages in a month,
right? If you're lucky,
and they're ahead of the schedule. But these guys, they pump it out in like a week. I know the guy who does Naruto. That guy just keeps going and going. And what he does is he just does all the character work. He has other people doing the background mm-hmm. work. And so I mean, it's such a crazy process how quickly they can do all that. And
If nothing else, they're way more dedicated to their job.
Yeah,
maybe. Maybe they just value getting that stuff out, so they get paid.
Well, I mean, you know, they all live in like the one bedroom, teeny tiny studio apartments with their pet plants and things like that. So
and pillows. And anime body pillows,
and used panties,
and Maru the cat.
Otherwise, this week I read Satellite Sam. Mm. It's a new Image book by Matt Fraction.
I'm so turned off by the art.
Yeah, it's Howard Chaykin, who does a lot of stuff, including Chicks with Dicks comics, which is Black Kiss.
Oh, is Black Kiss Chicks with Dicks?
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever
that was why the it was so controversial in the 80s.
We have one, don't we?
The original Black Kiss was just insane.
You have Chicks with Dicks?
Not this one.
Oh.
Yeah.
This one is?
Probably one of the characters was a chick with a dick.
Time to read.
Just something that
things
was always really horrible.
Things you should
really
have done before the podcast.
God, this art is horrible.
Yeah.
Matt Fraction really burned me about, 5 years ago or so?
Yeah, unfortunately he started doing some really good stuff again.
Oh, okay, that is really unfortunate.
Yeah, it is, because Hawkeye is one of the best titles out
there. Doing Hawkeye?
That's Fraction, and you're going to love it. And you're going to be like, ah!
See, and that's...
I think Fraction just works better on solo character books.
Well, he was... My problem is his solo character books, because he was doing The Punisher, War Journal.
Was atrocious, man.
Yeah, and he's the one that did like the Punisher with the Venom suit and the shooting of knives out of his gun, and that was just so awful.
And
my God, she doesn't have a dick!
I told you! And when you read Hawkeye, you'll just be blown away and then irritated at the same time. Yeah, so, but go ahead.
No, I tried reading his Thor work because he had, and I'll probably get the name pronounced wrong, but like Pascal Ferry.
Yeah.
And I love that guy. He did Superboy back in late 80s, early 90s, and that's like my favorite run of like any comic book ever.
Yeah, Pat's a 90s Superboy nut.
There was like a 12-issue time frame where it was fantastic, and then it got ruined by your guy who did Hitman, what's his name?
McCrae.
Yeah, and I hate him McCrae. Till the end of the world because of that run that he did on Superboy, which ended the series.
Right. But... You'll love Hawkeye. Okay. Everyone loves Hawkeye. People are astounded that they love Hawkeye.
I'm wearing a Hawkeye
T-shirt that Christina got me. It's awesome. And so back to Satellite Sam. It was really difficult to read at first because there's a ton of text, which is fine. It's black and white, and then with Chaykin's really scratchy art, it was really hard to read. By the end of it, I enjoyed it. I wasn't blown away by it. It's this weird, like, 1950s TV studio doing a live show, and the main star, Satellite Sam, won't show up. and his son works for the thing, and so he has to fill in for him. Then they find him, and he's dead, and there's all this, like, girly pictures all over the place, and so it's going to start something. So I really liked it by the end. I wasn't blown away by it, but it was difficult to read at first.
Okay. Well, I mean, but you did like it.
I did. In the end, yes, I did like it. Despite all that stuff.
You got used to it then.
And I used to, in like early 2000s, I really enjoyed Chaykin's work.
Mm-hmm.
He was a good writer and pretty good on the art.
Because that's kind of what I found by working at the comic book shop. There were a lot of comics I wouldn't have read prior to working there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just being here all the time, it's like, oh, I read all that I wanted to read in, like, you know, the first month I was here. It's like, well, what now?
Yeah.
And so then you just start...
You're always searching.
Yeah, and you start getting into some of that other stuff. You know, you read Scott Pilgrim, and you're just like, wow, that was actually kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, I wouldn't have read it before then, but, you know, there's a lot of good stuff out there. You know, a lot of art that takes some getting used to, but, you know, once you get used to it, it is, you know, it fits the tone of the book, and it's pretty great.
Yeah. Yep, agree. You always find...
I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't like that guy.
I know, you hate Chaykin.
I mean, it's basically just, like, everything that he draws is fucking violence towards women and all this other stuff, so he can get it up his ass, which he'd probably enjoy.
Well, then, and then there's that.
That's why he likes chicks with dicks.
And there's that. otherwise, this week, the only other thing I read was Batman Inc., which...
Oh, yeah. Was that
Morrison?
It
was back to the story.
Okay.
But it just, reading it just feels like this is just taking forever to finish this story.
How many more issues does it have? I thought it's
only a couple. There's only a couple more Grant Morrison issues for it, but it just feels like, it wasn't bad, but just like, are we done with this yet?
It's just not interesting because Damien's not there anymore, so.
This brings up my theory about Grant Morrison, and I'm glad you brought him up. Because he is two people. He has to be two people. Because sometimes, like, you know, volume one of All-Star Superman. Great. No, wait, sorry. I'm going about this wrong. Volume one of Batman and Robin. Mm-hmm. The new Batman and Robin. You know, way back when, a few years ago. Great. All of it great. Probably because, you know, most of it was done by Frank Quietly, which, you know, couldn't hurt. But the story was still good. But then you get into volume two. And... it's not good. None of it's good. None of it fits the tone of the first book. None of it... it's a completely different pacing, completely different storylines. Grant Morrison is two different people. And if you're listening, Grant Morrison...
you're two different people.
You are two different people. Well, I know you were paying someone else to be you sometimes.
He was... maybe there's, you know, he was abducted by aliens.
He was.
Maybe there's clones of him.
Maybe he just has, like, two personalities.
I'd be fine with that, but I know that there are two different Grant Morrisons out there. There is someone writing under that name of his, because, seriously, just look at the text in his books. Like, try and... like, you can get a feel from everyone else, every other writer that's out there. Like, you know, you read Saga, it all fits. It's all the same writer. You don't question that. Grant Morrison, you don't know where he's coming from half the time, and that's because of somebody else.
Pat's conspiracy comic theory of Grant Morrison. They
figured him out. He's going to come for us now.
Yeah. Now he's set loose his invisible army, and we are fucked. Yeah.
Speaking of Grant Morrison and going to Alan Moore, I wanted to put that before Watchmen stuff in his section and just be all like, Alan Moore.
Look, you send him a photo.
Yeah, I would probably, like, die because he almost sent, like, horrible brainwaves for me.
Right.
So he probably won't even look at your email or mail or whatever you end up sending him because he'll think...
he'll have to send magically to him.
I'll have to say, like, naked girl pics, 16 and under. There you go. He's pretty much a pervert.
Is he up for that? He's British, I guess, isn't he?
He's British.
Are they up for...
his wife is old, though. Yeah. They're both old.
Well, then he could probably use some 16-year-old pictures.
let's see. The only other thing I read this week was the next volume of Sweet Tooth.
Oh.
Which just keeps getting better and better.
Volume 3?
Volume 3.
And that's the one that's kind of like The Road, but...
yeah, if the kid had antlers. Yeah. And I started a long time ago and then just trailed off and got an urge to read it again. Mainly because I think Katie was getting the last volume of it. It's like, oh, I need something to read. So I picked up two. I was like, blew through it. I was like, oh, this, I remember how good this was. And I really like that guy's art. And there's one shot not fill-in artist, but he, you know, he would do like either flashbacks or side story. He's a different artist, and one of the artists was Matt Kent from Mind Management, which I just
read.
You'd probably really like Mind Management.
Cool. Yeah, I haven't read it, but I'm up for reading it. And seeing as how everything you tend to like be like, hey, you should read this, and I'm like, okay, put it in my box.
And then you like it.
Yep, I always end up liking everything that you
shove at me. Something that was kind of cool that came out but we didn't get to read was the Guardians of the Galaxy, Tomorrow's Avengers, which is like a one-shot. Is it a one-shot? Something.
I thought it was a one-shot, but other people think
it says 001 on it.
Yeah, so it doesn't say one-shot or anything. But it gives like background stories on each of the characters, and it's done by different artists. So, and it looks really, really cool.
Yeah, Michael Oeming.
Yeah.
Who does Powers?
Yeah, I like
does him. The Drax story. Okay.
Yeah,
so it's
pretty looks
awesome.
Really cool.
No, yeah, I really liked the first few pages of Guardians of the Galaxy. I liked all of the prequel issue.
Mm-hmm.
I loved all of that, like the little backstory.
The point one.
Yeah, that was great, and I loved the first few pages of the first issue of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll back up Zach that I still like Bendis, you know. Sorry,
yeah.
Christina, but I do like Bendis. And, you know, I love Powers back in the day. Granted, I haven't been reading it lately because it's so few and far between. It just feels kind of pointless to try and catch up.
Yeah.
It
is pointless to catch up.
Yeah. But his run on Daredevil is one of my favorites.
Yeah,
that was fantastic.
When he was at it. I think that was the time period he was at his best.
Yeah, and
for superhero comics.
It made me love Daredevil, and
mm-hmm.
and sadly, it made me go buy the movie, even though I didn't like it. But I bought it anyways. And but yeah, I read those first few pages. It kind of felt like it could go in this almost original Star Wars direction. You know, he starts off in the bar, the cantina, whatever,
yeah.
And then it's just like his dad walks in, and then it just becomes like talking. And then talking and talking and talking, and then he goes off, and then Iron Man shows up, and it's like, why is Iron Man showing up? It's like, oh, of course he's showing up
because
his third
people
movie's
need
coming
to,
out.
Yeah, well, no, also people need to identify with the characters so they,
yeah.
So they can sell the Guardians of the Galaxy.
I think it would have sold itself had they just kept on from that first
yeah.
few pages and just gone from there and like had action scene.
Yep.
I don't know. But. Yeah, I'm still enjoying it for the most part, and I'm enjoying Nova even more.
Yes, I still really like Nova too. I like both of them a lot. Yeah. I don't like that Guardians of the Galaxy is going to every other week or whatever.
Yeah, hopefully they won't go too much with that.
Yeah, especially considering that
yeah.
One Shot came out this week and Guardians of the Galaxy
came out last week.
It's like Jesus, we're just fucking flooding it.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's really pointless because the movie's not even that close to coming out. If they do it like. You know, a couple of months before the movie comes out, okay, fine, you know, they're trying to make sales, get people's, you know, energy amped up for it, but this far ahead, I mean, they're just going to burn people out, and no one's going to be reading it by the time it comes out.
They're not worried about that. They're worried. They don't care about the comic. They don't care about the comic readers.
Mm-hmm.
Once the movie starts, they care about the normal people.
Well, yeah. But, you know, comics should be, I mean, it's just my opinion, but they should try and go in a more business sort of, you know, mentality, you know, movies, you know, like big events during the summer, you know, and a lot of people complain that they don't have, you know, that they keep doing just one big event after another and people get burned out. And I don't know if you guys see that in the sales or not, but, you know.
I think people say they get burned out,
but
they can't
keep on
buying.
Yeah,
they can't help getting the
next
big thing.
I think they should just do
big
events during the winter time. Like,
yeah.
That would be the time. Because summertime, people just want to fucking be outside most of the time. Unless it's too fucking hot like it has been.
Well, I mean, you know, it doesn't take long to read a comic. I mean, you know.
Tell our customers that who have, like, said, oh, I have last month's comics still sitting next to my desk.
Well, I still have last month's comics.
Yeah.
But I have reasons for that.
That's kind of the nature of comics, though, too,
yeah.
For the people out there. The stuff that they don't like as much but still enjoy reading stack up, and then they just plow through their good stuff.
Yeah. Well, I picked up, you know, Peter Panzerfaust, Volume 2, what was it, 2 days ago?
Yeah.
So I haven't hit that yet, but I'll get there. And I was just watching Red Dawn the other day and with Christina, and it was horrible. And the word Spokane comes up once.
Yeah.
Once in the entire movie do they say Spokane. They don't even say Washington. They just say Spokane. So it doesn't look like Spokane. But anyways,
because it wasn't filmed in Spokane.
Yeah, and we just kept thinking, you know, like, this could actually be a pretty good Peter Panzerfaust movie because all the pacing is basically the same. Mm-hmm. These people take over, and these people try and get away. The small little collective little group, and then they like find a little hideout, and then they do like these little attacks, militia attacks, and I just kept thinking like they should just have made Peter Pan.
They should have made Chris Hemsworth Peter Pan.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
They were talking. Oh, yeah, no, the BBC series got dropped, I think. Yeah. They were going to pick it up, but
that's too bad.
And I don't think the pilot ever aired, got released or whatever.
Yeah. With Peter Pan?
For Peter Pan's Frost.
Oh,
yeah, they got an option for a while. Which is why the first couple of issues skyrocketed to a couple hundred
bucks. Which I'm so happy that I sold
it. They sold it before they crashed out. Yeah. So, speaking of Image Comics, there was the Image Expo this week. And they started announcing a bunch of new titles, some really cool looking stuff. A lot of big name creator owned stuff. Brubaker and Epting, who were the guys behind the Captain America Winter Soldier stuff, which made Captain America popular again. They're doing their own book called Velvet.
It's about a girl.
It's about a girl. Weeby, Curtis J. Weeby, who does Peter Pan's Frost. So debuting Rat Queens, which I've talked about a couple times.
Five girls.
I've seen movies really like cool.
It's like I don't think those are called movies.
Yes, they are. They're on film. They're on disc. It has to be a movie, right?
Well, how long are they?
Well, how long do I last, or how long is the movie? That is a loaded question, or unloaded, depending on how you're looking at it.
okay.
There's also Fraction. Course, who's doing Satellite Sam? There's a new one called Odyssey,
which is a gender swap Odyssey story, Odyssey, but females are taking over the male places and males are taking over the female places.
A lot of female
places.
Books.
A
lot of vagina books.
I like vagina.
And then Jason, now we're back to Chicks with Dicks. And then Jason Aaron is finally his stupid Marvel exclusive contract is up, so he's back doing some create your own stuff. Something called Southern Bastards.
Did he ever finish Scalped?
Yeah, Scalped finally finished, but took forever because he was doing all that mainstream work. So hopefully he'll be more dedicated to it. And looks like another crime book, which is what he's best at. So,
good.
But yeah, it looks awesome.
So. And the third issue of Private Eye came out.
Brian Kevon and Marcos Martins. Digital-only comic. Third issue's out. Go get it.
So is that why Saga is so delayed?
No.
He's doing other things?
No, Saga gets delayed after every six issues. They'll do apparently 2 to 3 months break for her to get caught up.
I
think it's great, too. I don't want to see a fill-in artist. I want to see her, and I'm willing to wait. So it's that good. So
I wouldn't mind seeing a cool, like a one-shot fill-in artist.
I could see one if there was a one-shot story.
Like a backup story.
Right, I wouldn't mind that, but it's for a regular series, I'm more than willing to wait.
Yeah.
Like, they've got such a good, good progress going with their two volumes now I don't want to see, I don't need to see anything else.
So go to panelsyndicate.com, support him, because it goes directly to both of those creators. It's a really cool story. Have you read any of that yet?
No, I haven't.
I can either send it to you, you can just go. You can pay what you want for it.
The only ones I've been reading is Jupiter's Legacy, and I'm just not sure what to think of that right now.
I did read the second one of that last
week.
Did you like
it?
It was fine.
It was still fine,
Was it good Grant Morrison or other Grant
That's
Morrison?
Mark Millar.
Oh, sorry.
It's actually standable, Mark
Well, then
Millar.
It could have been the other Grant Morrison.
Mark Millar.
Yeah, every single
Morrison.
Comic is written by Grant Morrison. It's just one of his different personalities. I like this theory we got going.
I just must have thought it was Frank Quietly and Grant Morrison.
Yeah,
they do so much together.
Yeah.
So.
It's Millar. Well, Millar used to be kind of like a mini Grant Morrison because he would always take over the whatever book Grant Morrison had just left, and he had this kind
his
of...
His attitude's a lot like Garth Ennis, though.
Yeah, he's
fuck
way
fuck it, I can do whatever I want.
Well, it's even worse than Garth Ennis, because he's just a whore for money and movie rights.
Yeah, that's true.
With his little...
And then there's Joe Casey, who just doesn't give a shit. Because he has all the money he can want right now.
Ben 10 has made him a billionaire.
He's Ben 10?
Man of Action Studios, which is... Five comic guys did Ben 10 and Generator Rex, and they're just
which Ben 10 is on
rich.
Netflix.
Well, like Jonan Vasquez, the guy who did Johnny the Homicidal Maniac and Squee and the Filler
Invader
Buddy.
Zim.
Yeah, Invader Zim. And the guy does nothing now. Because why should he have to? He
didn't. Well, Invader Zim, no, he didn't get any money off that.
Oh, he didn't?
He got fucked. Or he let himself get fucked. He didn't.
So he must have given away all his rights to the thing.
He's part of that MTV thing that Jim Mahfood's doing.
Oh, the Liquid.
The Liquid TV or whatever
it's
called.
Are they doing that again?
Yeah,
it's about time.
Mahfood's doing blaxploitation stuff. And
my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite. What's it called? Disco?
Disco Destroyer.
Disco Destroyer, yeah. He's part of that group, and he was hinting that he was going to do a Squee animated when I saw him on Emerald City.
I'm sorry, but I'd be okay with that. I know you're not the biggest fan, but I don't know. Something about that art style got me as a kid, and I'm just like, I love all this black and white. Like, he just he's a master of
the
black and white.
Fans. I hate that fan base. They're just super annoying.
Well, I'm a fan.
Okay.
Well,
I'm not like Pat,
there's something we gotta tell you.
I really invited you here for an intervention.
Yeah.
I hate
you're
to be
douche.
That way.
Because I don't
look
hard. We're in a douche intervention.
That's why he's awkward.
This is how your douchiness has affected my life.
Yeah. I'm only good for a few things. Most of it's in water.
Says the person that anybody could probably barely hear on the podcast.
Yeah, the two assholes that won't shut the
possible.
Fuck up.
Is that really loud as possible?
This is as loud as I get, yeah. I'm looking at the
screen, though.
That's how he
yells
though.
That's how he yells at people.
And my voice is not spiking anything, so
nope.
Good luck hearing
your
me.
Voice is not spiking. Look at that. I keep talking, look at that.
I don't know why I can't.
This is Pat screaming at somebody.
Well, you know, I can yell it if I wanted to, but I just don't want to.
But I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
I don't want to hurt anybody.
You ever yelled at anybody?
What?
Have you ever yelled at anybody?
Oh, yeah, I've gotten in a verbal conflict of some sort here and there.
I just imagine your verbal fights are like Englishmen fighting. You, sir,
good
have
sir.
Offended me. Good sir, you've offended me with your offhand comments.
No, I really lose my composure when I get mad. And I'm just like, well, fuck, damn it, you know. And I just get pissed, you know. And I lose it, and I can't speak a good sentence to save my life. And then, you know, other people just trounce me, and they're just like, well, this, and this. Sorry, now I'm talking about things I shouldn't be
talking about. I did pause it. I'm sorry. It's loud.
Yeah, you totally missed Pat talking about his back door being open.
You wouldn't be able to hear him over the phone.
I know, right?
So.
It was pretty amazing.
Anyways, watched Blazing Saddles.
Yeah,
the movie.
You like it?
The movie. I liked it. I mean, it wasn't as hilarious as I expected it to be.
Yeah.
It was just had its moments that's hilarious.
Well, for Mel Brooks movies, that's not my favorite by any means. And I felt that the same first time I saw it. It was because everyone just goes on and on about Blazing Saddles, and so I had the same effect with it. It was like, oh yeah, this was had some moments to it. But it's definitely not my favorite Mel Brooks movie.
And, like, it had a lot of racial slurs in it. And I was, like, it was to the point where I'm, like, I don't know if I should be laughing at this. I feel bad if I laugh at this. Like, what the fuck? So, yeah. Because, like, everybody a racial slur.
Yeah.
Like, Chinese and African-American.
Yeah, they throw it all in.
I think that was a
Native
kind
American.
Of part of the point of it.
Yeah,
too,
I guess so.
So your favorite is Dracula, Dead and Loving It?
No. Shut the hell up before I slap your glasses off your face. I'll slap that goatee off your face. No, my favorite is Spaceballs.
Spaceballs.
By far.
That's I've
and
always seen.
I think my
two,
second
though.
Favorite is...
Have you
is...
watched it sober lately?
Yeah, I think so. Not lately. The last time I watched it was at Andy's drunk at
this
on her special.
This is what I'm saying.
Oh, even before that,
drunk.
Though.
I tried watching it sober about three, 4 years ago, and I just couldn't laugh. Maybe I'm just lost.
You're just
something
dead
in my
inside.
Old age. I am dead inside.
Pat is dead inside. My second favorite is Robin Hood Men in Tights.
I do like
that. Oh, movie. Okay. So I've seen that one. I like that one a lot.
Yeah.
What other ones?
Did he do Young Frankenstein, which I never enjoyed?
No, that one's fantastic.
I never enjoyed that one.
Oh, it's so funny. I love it. I like that one above all of his.
My favorite part of Robin Hood Men in Tights is where the blind guy's in the bathroom reading a Playboy, but it's Braille.
Yeah.
So he's feeling the tits and stuff on the centerfold. Oh.
The Garland was doing the Robin Hood Men in Tights for their summer concert series or whatever the fuck it was.
You should take your kids. If they can sit through it.
Yeah. I took them to see Man of Steel.
Okay. So you bring it up. What did you think? I'm saving this for last.
You didn't listen to it.
I was out of town.
Oh, right. I loved it. I loved the fuck out of it.
I'm happy to hear that.
You did not.
Heather, did you see Man of Steel?
Oh, you mean Superman?
Yes, Goff. Superman.
It was a fucking Superman movie, bitches.
Goff.
What did you think?
I liked it.
I hated it.
What?
That is not a surprise. You never like it.
I like plenty of things. I just couldn't get into it. They took 45 minutes on Krypton with Russell Crowe, and then Russell Crowe kept showing up in the movie. And it's like, this is supposed to be a Superman movie. Not a Russell Crowe movie. This is not Gladiator with Russell Crowe.
I knew this was coming.
And, you know, I wanted to see more Superman. And, you know, I was fine with the redhead Lois Lane, but she didn't sell it either. There was no, like, you know, there was no chemistry. And maybe it's me being a bit of a girl, I don't know, but I didn't feel any of the chemistry going on there. And
that's an unacceptable, like,
maybe I'm a girl. We're talking to the comic feminist right now. I kind of felt like a girl.
I mean, that I was focusing on something like that during what was supposed to be an action movie. And it's just like, I was complaining, like, well, I don't feel that this is actually believable love interest. Like, they get to the end after barely speaking to one another throughout the whole movie, really. And then they're just like, kissy face.
Yeah, but did you see his bare chest?
Well, yeah.
How could you not be kissy face with that? Well,
exactly, but that should give women a bad name.
I would kissy face with him for just having that awesome chest.
I bet you would.
I would motorboat those things. Those things were big and bouncy.
They were
so good.
They were... I don't know. I'm everyone's going to hate me for saying this, but I enjoyed Superman Returns far more than this one.
You're that guy.
Yeah, I don't know. Brandon Routh is the new Superman to me.
No, he's a vegan.
I was a vegan. I'm close enough.
He did have vegan powers. That's Brandon Routh.
I know. Yeah. I rewatched Scotty. I keep on calling him Scotty P. Don't they call him Scotty P in the book?
I think so.
Is that just my own creation?
It's been too long since I've read it.
It's been a long time. But yeah, I rewatched that. No, it's still really good.
I still enjoy Scotty. I didn't enjoy it when it came out, but afterwards, like when it came out on video, sometimes you have to give something a second chance, and that usually happens to me. I usually, at least
so
lately,
like
I still didn't like the ending.
I might like it when it comes out on DVD, and I'll watch it again. Like that happened to me with Avengers, but the reason why I didn't enjoy Avengers is because there was like someone right next.
There was a girl. This is what dealing with Pat.
There was a girl right next to me with her damn 16-year-old boyfriend just like texting the whole time, and you know, the little,
as Heather looks at her phone,
the little light brights up. Like,
tell
you know,
her to shut it the fuck off.
Well, that's her boyfriend's job.
You met Pat, right?
That is not my job to tell someone else's girlfriend to shut up and get out of the movie that she doesn't want to be in. Like, and he's just like sitting there enjoying the movie, and then finally, like 3/4 of the way through the movie, he tells her to shut up, but there's like, you know, like people coughing, hacking, kids crying, and it's just like, I can't get into this movie because some, like, it's so full of retards. Sorry for anyone who has a special child out there. But I just can't get into this movie.
I think that
movie
was more offensive than calling him a retard.
I've never come across, like, that situation in a movie. I mean, I've come across a situation in a movie where somebody was just texting and stuff. But I think it was like a having to do something while watching a movie situation, not a completely bored because my boyfriend dragged me to a movie situation.
I could see why she'd be bored. I mean, she was a moderately attractive woman who was wearing shorts that were too short for her. And so I knew that that kind of person wasn't into this movie. Like, she just...
Oh my god,
No, I mean, she was the girl who, like...
This is
the
greatest thing I've ever seen.
She's the girl that goes to the marquee. She's not.
I go to the marquee. I'm not hot. I don't give a shit. Okay, there are hot nerd girls. I'm just saying.
This was not that girl.
Well,
and it was obvious, seeing as how she was more interested on what's going on in her phone than this movie.
Okay.
The whole time. Like, she never once paid attention to this movie. And that was right next to me, so that's what I had.
I'm just such a bitch, though, I would just say, hey, knock it the fuck off and try and rewatch
I'm just
movie.
Not that guy. Like, I can't do that.
I yelled at three little boys for fucking around in Wonderland because they almost hit me with a golf ball. I told them to stop what the fuck they were doing or I was going to go get their parents. So, I'm just that loud mouth.
Well,
I'm just a bitch.
Well, good for you. I mean, the world needs more of you around me when I'm going to see the event.
You're going to bring Heather everywhere with you now.
Heather, take care of that. Take care of that.
Oh, and there is a guy, like, in a wheelchair down in front.
Oh, my
now
God.
You're picking up paraplegic people. Here, girls.
Now retard. Cats. Then retard. Well, now paraplegic.
He had a laptop. That was like, I am sure it was controlling his vehicle, but he had a laptop that was like open the entire time, so the light was just like shining, and my ADD just like, my eyes are like there instead of the movie, and the girl with her damn phone, and the crying
you
children.
You just need to stop going to movies together.
I really do.
Just go, just wait.
I was told by a friend to go see a horrible movie, and then maybe I won't be so hard on good movies.
Mm. But the first time that you go see a horrible movie, nobody else is going to be in the fucking theater with you. Yeah. And then you'll be like, this is fabulous!
I probably will.
Yeah.
It was suggested to me to go see Hangover 3, because I'm sure it'll be awful. Just like the
I
second.
I still want to see in This Is the End.
This is the end. Yeah.
There's it's a lot of good movies
really
I want to see.
Good.
I'm really excited for.
It's really good.
So, what music are you going to choose at the end of
it's
this?
Your,
I don't
your
know choice,
there, Patty.
My choice.
Yeah.
Patty's choice.
Sinatra? I don't know.
Oh!
Just kidding. I did it for your feminism. He hits women, right?
Oh,
he does.
He no, he doesn't. He's dead.
I know.
He doesn't hit anyone.
Dead until the day he died.
His last act was hitting a woman. Probably.
Probably his nurse. Probably your butt.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we're.
I've got nothing else.
I got Heather told me to talk about this.
Oh, sorry, your hair!
My hair's long and awesome, but it needs to cut.
I kind of like it the way it is.
I do
so
too.
It's curling at all the right angles.
I know, it's like the wings just take off.
So why do you need a haircut? Does your wife
say
that?
No,
you
have this like greasy bit right here.
I kind of like the greasy. I've always liked guys with greasy hair. Like,
oh yeah.
Movies that never look good in real life.
It's like you constantly look like a pervert that's hanging out.
I am a pervert.
Victoria's Secret underwear.
I was in a Victoria's Secret underwear aisle today, sweating my ass off because I just driven there with no air conditioning. So I was in there looking at stuff.
Why
and
were you
dripping with sweat?
Why were you with your wife?
No, I was alone.
It's
so it looked even creepier.
She doesn't listen to this.
Then after walking,
happy birthday to Helen.
Yeah, it's her birthday tomorrow. That's why.
Then after walking around the entire store looking at things, you ended up getting a gift card, didn't you?
Nope.
Oh,
no,
okay.
I figured out. I can do that. I can do it. No problem.
Okay.
If I do cut my hair, which will probably happen because it's dripping sweat all the time, is I'm gonna mohawk it.
Yeah.
Never had a mohawk. I'm gonna long mohawk. What?
You gonna color it?
You want a long mohawk? You're not gonna get a thick mohawk.
I might thick it, but it'd still be long.
Yeah.
For
oh,
at least the length of the what's in the hawk.
Don't like buzz cut.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Just keep the length of your hair, but
mm-hmm.
make it thick on the top.
You know, if you do it by tomorrow, you can just color it red, white, and blue.
Oh.
And that'll be awesome.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, you should have Helen shaved.
America,
for
America,
you.
Fuck yeah.
America,
she doesn't have to work
yeah.
tomorrow, does she? Because it's
nope.
bank. Bankers.
She has a real job.
Bankers.
And if you call Eli, if you're listening, you probably don't because you have a girlfriend now. But if you're listening, Eli used to have a mohawk and he used to sport that like all the time. So he knows all about styling that shit. So.
I'm not talking to Eli.
Facebook.
So
no, I'm
like,
okay.
You have a hair in your beard, which
I
beard? Like it's a girl hair. Hopefully it's not my hair.
Like
it's a pad hair.
Yeah, it's a pad hair.
Like,
but like I think that's the ultimate like marking your territory when you come to when
damn
you're
right.
a girl. It's like when you have to pull out a string of your hair out of their beard. It's like, oh shit, sorry.
Might be Blaine hair.
I've still got hair like all around
just
in my
pubes.
Car.
Blaine pubes all
Blaine
over
pubes.
My beard. Alright, I think we're done for tonight.
Oh my god. Okay, now it's recording. Now we're
now
out.
We're out.
No,
fuck
we're
off.
Out.
We're out.
Fuck all of
somebody
you.
Somebody donate to our, you know.
Your mom.
Well,
thing.
Yeah. That.
What is that? PayPal, so that we can get a goddamn new mic.
Oh, is you're having a PayPal
one?
Thing? Maybe
no,
you should
I don't
like.
Have a
maybe you should. maybe you
donate
should,
to nothing.
Yeah,
that
you
we
should
don't
probably
have.
Put
someone
that.
Give us money.
You should probably put that on your Facebook thing. And my,
I don't have a PayPal.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying you should, like, yeah, but you should start one if you're going to talk about it.
Okay. We're out. See you later.
Take out the stories.